Hello, my name is Zaria. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling and find a testing site near you?
I actually have a question for you, and I'd kind of like to know where to get information. I'm 66 years old. I'm going to get my first vaccination tomorrow, which is great, and it'll probably be the Pfizer. My wife, however, is 64, and her BMI is somewhat high, and she's a diabetic. Are there any, I'm hearing that vaccinated individuals around non-vaccinated individuals, are there any precautions that we should be following?
We can't give any type of medical advice on this line. So we would have to direct you to the public health website, and I can give you that website where it'll give you more details on, you know, what you need to be doing.
I'm aware of what the Alabama Department of Public Health website. I've been there. I don't know that, you know, I'll look around a little bit more, but there doesn't seem to be much information about that. You know, they're talking all in the news about what vaccinated people can do and whatnot. I mean, I live in the house with a elevated risk person so far as coronavirus, and I've not really heard, you know, are you supposed to wear a mask around the house? What are you supposed to do? My wife being 64 and having some risk factors, as I understand it, she is not eligible for vaccination in Alabama yet at this time. Is that correct?
Sir, we can't give any type of medical advice or any type of...
That's not advice. That's a question about the categories. Right now, the only 1C category that they're vaccinating in Alabama is 65 and over.
I understand that, but we wouldn't be able to answer that question. That would qualify as medical advice on our end.
Okay. Well, I thought it was more of a procedural question because it's not really – okay, whatever. Well, thank you. Have a great day.